There are few products made in Alaska from lumber produced in-state. That's despite an ongoing battle over how the Tongass National Forest should be managed. While timber sales have declined for decades, there are some new initiatives on the table now that could open up more logging. But one Sitka craftsman doesn't want that to happen. He's content using dead old growth, and he makes his living creating bowls from the Tongass without cutting living trees down. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Zach LaPerriere has heard some surprising comments about the wooden bowls he sells at markets. People reach out to touch them, admiring the detail of an exposed scar and the smooth curves.
Some would say even sensual. That's up to the individual.
Sensual?
Well, they're not my words. I'm just repeating. I think I've heard even more racy words than that. Microphone might get some shit on it.
LaPerriere makes his bowls in an open-air workshop below his cabin overlooking the water. Before his creations made customers blush, he worked as a carpenter. But he says those skills didn't necessarily translate when he took up professional wood turning 5 years ago.
It really took me about a year to become even mildly proficient.
For starters, the wood, in this case, a gnarly chunk of alder, is spinning. As he shapes the bowl with the sharp tool, LaPerriere has to think in three dimensions. He spots a scar that looks like a pair of lips, and ribbons of the alder go flying.
I have to walk that line between being efficient and being creative.
In Southeast Alaska, not many people do this kind of work for a living. There are plenty of hobbyists, but LaPerriere is spending 1,000 hours a year creating wooden bowls. He helps support a family of five this way. Though one of his bowls can fetch up to $1,500, he admits it's not always a lucrative business. Still, LaPerriere says taking this huge career leap aligned with his values. He wanted to show people what's inside the trees from the nation's largest national forest and help translate that story.
Being deeply in love with our rainforest here, I want to understand what's going on in the trees. So I look for whatever's most unique. I mean, it might be a scar. It might be ambrosia beetles.
Beetles that leave tiny black holes in the tree. Those are the kind of imperfections LaPerriere wants to highlight when he's turning a piece of wood. He's found bullet holes, axe marks from the turn of the century, and one of his favorites, buck rubs. That's the antler markings of a deer looking for a mate.
I mean, hunters are always looking for buck rubs. So to see a buck rub from 20, 30, 40 years ago, that's a pretty exciting thing.
Especially spotting it as you dig into a salad bowl. So the characteristics of the trees vary wildly. But there's a type of wood LaPerriere says he wouldn't consider using.
There's no need to cut a living tree.
All of the wood piled up in his workshop comes from dead and down trees, which LaPerriere scavenges off the beach or hauls out of the forest himself. He has to go through a permitting process to be able to do that on national land. Today, there's less large-scale industrial logging happening in the Tongass. However, recent changes at the federal level could open up new sites. And that doesn't sit well with LaPerriere.
I would liken it to selling your furniture to make your credit card payment.
Instead, he imagines a future where fewer trees are harvested from the national land, and the old growth that is cut down is made into things produced in-state, things people will want to buy and cherish. That was also identified as a priority by a former Tongass Advisory Committee, which included timber industry representatives. Even so, LaPerriere recognizes creating wooden bowls like his isn't the boost to the region's economy the state is looking for. After all, he's just one guy. But he thinks there's something to the model.
You know, I mean, I'm a logger now, and I feel great about that because it's something I can believe in. So I just write the date on the rim.
Back at his workshop, LaPerriere prepares his alder bowl for a long hibernation in the drying shed.
And where it came from.
He'll pull it back out in another 6 months or so to sand it and put on the finishing touches to get it ready to sell. He says he likes the idea of bringing beauty into people's lives with trees from the Tongass. Or, as some customers might see it, a little romance. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Sitka.